is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Live from the North Pole, it's time for Christmas Morning, the daily show where every day is Christmas. Here are your hosts, Bran and Scott.
Yes, sir. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the final Christmas morning before Halloween.
Ooh, you're right. I forgot about that.
Which means the last Christmas morning before November.
Correct.
Gotta love it. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing great. How are you, Brandon?
Good. It is me, Bran. It's good to see everybody. I hope you're doing well here on this wonderful Wednesday in October. Scott, do you have your Halloween costume ready, buddy? What are you going for this year?
I don't think I've dressed up for Halloween in, I don't know, more than 30 years.
Do you think you're too cool for it, Scott?
No, I've just never really been into Halloween. I like taking my kid around. She gets very excited about the candy and all that.
Imagine how excited she'd be if you dressed up, though.
Yeah, maybe. She needs to also learn about disappointment.
Yeah, sure. That's fair. What if you dress up as your friend Bran?
I could do that. I just need a beard.
Yeah.
And hair. I don't have that either.
Yeah.
I really don't have either. You know, what are you going to dress up as?
Well, there was a talk of us doing a Toy Story theme.
That's cool.
But I have since put that off. And so I don't know if there's going to be time for me to get that dinosaur costume to be the T-Rex. But maybe I'll just figure it out.
Now, I heard that you did practice a different costume last weekend. It was Man with Stomach Bug.
Oh, boy, I tell you. Snuck up on me. I don't need to get into the details.
No, we don't need details, but I tuned into the marathon, and I was like, where's my buddy Bran?
Yeah, and you also, I went MIA for a little bit. It's you were trying to reach out to me, and I'm just like, I see it, but I can't get to the point to where I can respond. But I finally got there. I finally figured it out.
You should have called me in from the bullpen. I could have been you for a little bit.
Yeah, no one would have noticed.
No, not at all.
No one would have noticed. No. But I, you know what? I got over it. It was a nice little bug. Inconvenient for sure. But I am on the other side of it feeling wonderful. And I'm just happy to be back here in the North Pole. I think one of the elves gave it to me personally. Mm-hmm. These elves, they are running ragged this time of year, trying to meet all of their deadlines and whatnot. And many of them work through sickness. I know they don't want me to talk about that, but they work through sickness. They walk around with their sickness and they spread it to folks like me that are here trying to just record a podcast. So, elves' immune systems are better than ours. Mm-hmm. And so when they do get sick, it's harder for them to pass it to somebody else because of that. That elf stomach bug will hit you.
I've noticed they use handkerchiefs instead of Kleenex.
Yeah.
And I always found that a little gross. You know, it's a little old fashioned. And
it is old.
Maybe it strengthens their immune systems.
It does seem like a lot of work. Yeah, it does seem like a lot of work.
I don't want to be the laundry guy for the elves, though. That's gross.
No. Lord, no. I don't want to do that at all. But all that to say, it's great to be here at the North Pole with you, Scotty. Did we get any emails over the past week or so?
Yes and no.
Okay.
It was really, really light. It seems like everybody was preoccupied thinking about the marathon, thinking about the movie starting on the Hallmark Channel, and no one felt like emailing old TV Scotty.
Oh, well, that is sad. Did you watch any of the new Hallmark movies over the weekend?
I didn't yet. I'm going to.
You don't have to. You don't have to.
No, what I like to do is kind of just put them up on the old DVR and then fire them off and let them play in the background. And then I'm kind of ducking in and out of them as I'm coming in and out of the room. And then I listen to your episodes on DTH and, you know, then it kind of brings it all into focus. All I really care about is when you have a DTH episode, if I know what the actors look like or what the scenes looked like or the sets, that kind of just helps bring me into the episode more. So I don't really need to watch the whole movie. I just like to be a little more informed. But you asked if we got emails. Well, yep. We did get one email. This was from Brad Adams, okay. And it was a long email. Do you remember last week I was going on and on about the new Vince Guaraldi album, the Super Deluxe Edition?
I do recall that, yes.
Well, I said if anyone wanted to talk about it, they could email me. Well, Brad did, and he sent me this really long email with all these great links and books I could read and information that I just didn't know about. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but one thing that he mentioned to me, and I think you're going to find this interesting, Brian, I didn't know this. The bassist and the drummer in the recording of A Charlie Brown Christmas, they're different in the music for the music for the movie or the special versus what was released on the album. And I didn't know this. So his original bassist and drummer were Monty Budwig and Colin Bailey. They're the ones that you hear in the music in the background of the Christmas special. But on the album itself, you hear Fred Marshall and Jerry Grinnelli. I didn't know that. I just thought that was an interesting little factoid. And it's fascinating to learn new things about an album that's been out for, I don't know, 60 years now or something.
Wait, so they use different musicians from the album to the special?
Yep, they were recorded with different musicians, and Brad was telling me how there's the record keeping was so poor that in a lot of places they just credit all four of them.
What? Why would they do that? If it's recorded once, why not just use that?
I don't know. You know what? I'll try to do a little more research and find out. This is probably deeper than most people care about. I just thought it was an interesting little factoid that I had no idea about. And the look on your face is telling me that you're finding it interesting and perplexing at the same time.
What about the choir, though? What about the kids' choir?
I think there was only one kids' choir. I don't really know.
I have so yeah. many questions about this.
Well, let's table this for now and move on.
It makes no sense logistically.
Brad, write in and let us know the answer to Brad's question. Okay.
I'm enraged by this. So you're telling me that if I play the album and I play and I sync it up to when Christmas Time Is Here and Christmas Time on the album and Christmas Time Is Here on the special. If I really pay enough, close enough attention, it might sound a little different.
I believe so, yes.
Oh, hogwash. I don't buy it.
A couple other things. Friend of the show, Tony Dixon, he has a Halloween podcast called the Happy Halloween Podcast. And I was on it last week, and he had me on to talk about some Halloween music, and that was a lot of fun. So if you want to check that out, I would highly recommend it. You can go to anchor.fm/happyhalloweenpod or just search for the Happy Halloween Podcast in your podcast app of choice. Thanks for having me on, Tony. That was a lot of fun.
What were you doing on a Halloween?
I've had Tony on Jingle Jank before in the past.
Right.
And he wanted to have me on to try to talk about some Halloween music and introduce me to songs I had never heard. I'm not a big Halloween music person. So he played me a bunch of songs, and they were really fun. A lot of it was from the 50s. There was some surf guitar kind of sound. You would have enjoyed it, Brian.
Interesting. Yeah, that sounds fun. I'll take an invite.
And while we're on the subject of music, do you remember last week I mentioned that the Backstreet Boys Christmas album was going to drop last Friday?
Yeah, you were wrong.
I was wrong? Why was I wrong?
It had already dropped. It dropped the week. I thought that's what you were going to say. But
okay. Well, I listened to it in its entirety, and I have a full review for you. Are you ready?
Fantastic. I'll allow it. Yes.
Okay. It sucks.
Oh, stop. Stop. You stop.
I don't think that's fair. I think what I was expecting was a bunch of guys that used to be a boy band and then had moved on from there. And the sound was going
to
be very different.
I didn't know how to break it to you that
old TV that Scotty was wrong on that one. What you ended up with was a bunch of 50-year-olds pretending they're still in a boy band. And that's what it sounded like. There was a really good track on there. I do have to give credit where it's due. You know the song Same Old Lang Syne by Dan Fogelberg?
I do. I hate that song.
Yeah, it's not a great song, but they did it on their album.
Also not a Christmas song.
Yeah, well, meeting a lover at the grocery store, that's very Christmassy.
I know.
But it was really good.
Am I your lover in the grocery store?
I do have...
And her eyes were open wide.
While I was doing the research for the Backstreet Boys album, I found out that the artist Debbie Gibson has a new Christmas album as well. Do you remember?
She does,
do you remember Debbie Gibson?
I know Debbie, yeah.
Okay. My review on that one is I found that album so awful, I couldn't even finish it. About track 6, I just bailed and said, I can't listen to this anymore. It was cute when she was 12. It's not cute now. Now, if anybody feels differently, they're huge Backstreet Boys or Debbie Gibson fans, and you think I'm not giving the albums a fair shake, send me an email, christmasmorningpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know your opinion. I'd love to be schooled a little bit on this, but I did not enjoy either album.
I have not listened to all of the Backstreet Boys, but what I've heard is exactly what I kind of anticipated it being.
Okay.
I love that you had the thought that they were going to take one of the most popular boy bands of all time and just say, you know what, let's turn it on its head.
Well, now that you point it out, it does sound kind of stupid.
Let's do our own thing. The Game Mad Man. Man, God bless you, bud.
Yeah, okay. Fair. Hey, how are we doing in the ratings and reviews?
Not bad. If you remember, we are at 131 last week, right?
I do remember that, yeah.
And we are up to 136.
Wow, that's a huge jump from what we've been seeing.
A huge jump. Everybody didn't write an email, but they did write reviews, and so I'll take it. I'll read a couple of them.
I'd rather see people doing reviews than sending me emails, because at least those count for something.
I'll read a couple of them. One is from Christmas Lover 85 that says, this is such a great podcast to listen to as I impatiently await the Christmas holiday season. I especially love the Christmas related news, thank you, and the music battle of each week. She left out
the TV listings section. Well, you know what, everybody enjoys those so much, it kind of just goes without saying. We don't even really need to point it out,
right? Of course they do such a great job of finding unique and interesting Christmas songs, and I'm always intrigued to see what they come with. Thank you so much for all the work that you do to put these episodes together and making spirits bright. And one more for this week is from Christina Dexter, who says, bring on the music battles. This podcast is wonderful. I appreciate the daily format last Christmas season and was so happy when Brandon Scott decided to continue the weekly format throughout the rest of the year. The music battle is definitely my favorite part of the podcast. I could do without the TV listing.
No,
she didn't say that. Bring on the Christmas feelings. And to everybody else that left a review, I will get to those. But thank you to the people that left. At least 5 people this week went up there and left a review.
Really
so
cool.
Thank you so much. Do you think we can get to 140? 140 by next week.
I really want to get to 150, but I think that's pushing my luck.
I'll be happy with 140. 140 is a nice number.
That's a respectable number. Hey, I've got one more bit of housekeeping for you.
Okay.
Do you remember way earlier this year, one of our listeners drew the Christmas Morning podcast cover art by hand? Does that ring a bell to you at all?
No.
Well, I can reshare it this week.
We get a lot of fan mail, so.
Well, it was really nice, and it was by a guy named Charles Agnew. I was listening to a newer podcast this week called Closer to Christmas, and I really enjoyed it. It had this segment on there, but are you familiar with Duke Cannon, the soap company?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. They've got a bunch of Christmas scents, and
they
didn't know this.
They were a Deck the Hallmark sponsor a few years ago.
Oh, cool. Does the discount code still work?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, they've got one called the Big Ass Lump of Coal, and I really want that one. Okay. Anyway. The host had his email in there, so I just sent a nice note and said, hey, I really enjoyed this episode. And he replied back and said, thanks, TV Scotty. Do you remember earlier this year when I drew your logo? And I was like, oh, hey, how's it going, dude? So everything has come full circle. And the podcast is called Closer to Christmas, and I really enjoyed it.
Did we inspire him to start a Christmas podcast?
I don't know if we did or not. I can't say that we dissuaded him from doing it, and he's doing a great job. So I would definitely check that out. It's a lot of fun.
Fantastic.
And if anyone wants to send me a big ass lump of coal, I sure would like it.
I think what he's saying there, kids in the back, is big as a lump of coal.
Right, exactly. For the E, for the explicit. As a lump of coal. Right.
As a lump of coal. It's time for the Christmas countdown.
Are you sure it's not time for the joke?
It's time for the joke.
Okay, phew. Because I got a good one this week, too, and you're not even going to like it.
I'll allow it, yes.
Okay, why does Santa use GPS?
Oh, man. To find out when to turn.
Nope. He doesn't want to be a lost clause.
Waka waka!
See, that one wasn't terrible. I found a new site.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
All right, like now it's time for the countdown.
Joy to the world.
60 days until Christmas? Are you kidding me? 60?
We're not kidding. This is not a drill.
Wow.
60 days. 6-0.
We don't often get to land right there on the old even Steven
there. On the even
there.
Ones, right. Right.
Hot dang.
Multiples of 10. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
8 weeks for those of you at home. Eight weeks.
Coming up fast.
Aye, Scott. Can I say that? Aye.
I mean, you could say anything you want on this one. I just don't know what to do with the fact that there's only 60 days. That's
know.
2 months, like in round numbers, right?
You want some news?
Yeah, I'm ready for news. Yeah.
Today is Wednesday, October 26th. It's a spooky week. Here's the news. He's getting cute.
All right, calm down, Larry.
You know, I don't often like to do self-promotion here, but there is a brand new children's book that just hit the market, and this is big news. It's called When's It Gonna Be Christmas Again? Look at that. Look at that, Scott. Look at that beaut. Isn't that
Ooh,
good?
That looks good.
You gotta get one of these this holiday season. Get it shipped right to your door to find out what happens as two kids go throughout the year and constantly wonder, when's it going to be Christmas again? We have the answer for you. It's out now. So you can buy that on Amazon or deckthehallmark.com/Christmas book. But I do have some other news, Scott.
Well, wait, I got a quick question for you on the book,
sure.
though. It's about two kids who are waiting all
yep.
year for Christmas.
Yeah.
Aren't you and I two kids that wait all year for Christmas?
Yeah.
Is this about us?
It might be inspired. It's inspired by anybody who has ever wondered when's it going to be Christmas again.
Well.
Which I think definitely applies to us.
Okay, fair enough.
It is for kids and kids at heart.
Okay.
Scott, I know one thing about you. I know a lot of things about you, but one thing that I know for sure is that you love the Christmas Story 24-hour marathon. Is that correct?
I do. Yep.
Well, TNT and TBS are going to experiment with some other holiday-themed 24-hour TV marathons this year.
Blasphemy.
One being TBS is going to be airing Elf for 24 hours on Saturday, November 26th.
That's kind of cool. I like that.
And then the next day on TNT, they're going to be doing 24 hours of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. So this is the weekend after Thanksgiving. And so instead of waiting for a 24-hour marathon on Christmas Eve, why not get started early with 24 hours of Elf, followed by 24 hours of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, TBS for Elf, TNT for Christmas Vacation. So I think that's kind of a fun thing. I am interested to see how that does for them. Those movies typically perform very well for them throughout the holiday season. And so I'm interested to see if this becomes a new yearly tradition, such as the Christmas Story.
Yeah, that's really cool. I'm looking forward to that one. Are you looking more forward to Elf or to Christmas Vacation?
I'm an Elf guy. I'm not a huge Christmas Vacation fan.
Really?
I know.
All right. Well, you know, to each his or her own.
I know,
like Christmas Vacation, though, and I like dipping in and out of that movie because it's a little on the long side.
Yeah. It's longer than 20 minutes, so it's long on the long side for old Scotty over there.
Yeah, exactly. I got a short attention
span.
Let's
take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll do a TV listing update, and then we'll find out who won the battle this week and do this week's battle, and hopefully we can end war. That's something that we're going to accomplish. Try to accomplish this week.
Okay,
we're going to say war is over.
Oh,
if you want,
that was a good callback. I like that one.
Thank you.
Okay, cool. I had no idea what you were
talking
about.
We'll be right back here on Christmas Morning. We're back. Welcome back, everybody. We're talking about some TV listings. TV Scotty is in the house today. TV Scotty, what are you seeing on the horizon in regards to TV listings this week?
What I'm seeing is it was really hard to compile all of the listings this week because we are now filtering out Hallmark movies, the Hallmark Channel, and Lifetime because they've gone all in. And we're not going to read every single one that's coming up because we would be here way too long. But then I remembered after I deleted all of those that I was supposed to leave in the 2022. So then I had to do a whole bunch of undo and then get those back. So it was a lot of work, but I do have it. Now, the result of this is that each day is shorter, but I have more days now. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, buddy.
Okay. So you're not going to hear nearly as many of the like the weird one-off specials, but we're going to go all the way through Sunday.
But I think those specials are coming soon. I think we're going to get more and more.
I think it's going to pick back up here. But it was just page after page after page of Hallmark and Lifetime. So are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, good. Today, 7:30 a.m. on TBS, George Lopez. George is being elfish and Chris misses his family. 10:30 a.m. on TV One, The Parkers, Secret Santa. 7:30 p.m. on CMT, Last Man Standing, Putting a Hit on Christmas. And 8:30 p.m. on Cozy, Frasier, Miracle on 3rd or 4th Street.
Oh.
Thursday, 8 a.m., Lifetime. Oops, I was supposed to pull this one out, but it's too late now. Christmas in Paradise from 2007. That's your one Lifetime. 10 a.m. on ION, NCIS, New Orleans, Blue Christmas. 2 p.m. on CMT, The King of Queens, Net Profits. 6:30 a.m. on Up, Reba, Cookies for Santa. 9:30 p.m. on Logo, The Nanny. the Nanny? Thank you. The Hanukkah Story, 10 p.m. on Hallmark, Christmas in Toyland from 2022, and 11 p.m. on Animal Planet, Alaska, The Last Frontier, The Day Santa Came to the Homestead.
Wow, that sounds new.
Yeah, and then I've got some new things here. Friday, 12:36 a.m. on BET, Martin, Holiday Blues. 4 a.m. on VH1, Martin, I Saw Gina Kissing Santa Claus.
Gina.
8 a.m. on TBS, George Lopez, Meet the Cuban Parents. 2:15 p.m. on Turner Classic Movies, Christmas in Connecticut from 1945. That one's for you, Alonzo. 6 p.m. on Hallmark, A Kismet Christmas. That's a nice new one. Looking forward to your review on that one, Bram.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it's coming soon. 7 p.m. on MeTV, MASH, 'Twas the Day After Christmas. 7 p.m. on Pop, House, Joy to the World, and 8 p.m. on Friday, Hallmark, A Cozy Christmas Inn. That's another new one.
And that's a premiere one there at 8 o'clock. The Kismet aired premiered last weekend. It's still okay. A new one for the year. Cozy Christmas Inn is a
okay,
premiere.
Okay, good. I don't have this information. This is where you're helping out TV. You're TV brand right now.
That's right. I'm here to help you out. But I don't think it's bad to list all the new...
No.
It might get a little mucky here as the season goes on and more new ones are available. But for right now, it's good to know which ones are the new ones.
Listen, if this was an easy job, everybody would do it. And then TV Scotty would be out on the streets. So we're just doing what we're doing
you're
here.
You're exactly right.
Saturday, 12:01 a.m., Hallmark, My Grown-Up Christmas List. That's a 2022, but Bran, I would swear I've heard that movie in years past.
It was from July. It was from July.
Oh,
that it
brought, all right,
actually.
Good. Well, 4 p.m. on Hallmark Movies, We Need a Little Christmas.
Right this very minute.
8 p.m. on Hallmark, Jolly Good Christmas. Not a Jolly Good Christmas, just Jolly Good Christmas.
That's right, and that is a premiere
cool.
on Saturday.
10 p.m. on Hallmark Movies, Christmas Bedtime Stories. That sounds cool.
And that is also a premiere.
And 10:01 p.m. on Hallmark, A Cozy Christmas Inn. That was not a premiere. And then finally, I have a couple for Sunday. Isn't it fun, Brand? We're into Sundays here. We normally just hang it up on the end of Friday.
Amazing, I love it.
2 p.m. on Hallmark, Noel Next Door.
Mm-hmm.
6 p.m. on Hallmark, Jolly Good Christmas. And then 6 p.m. on Hallmark Movies, Christmas Bedtime Stories.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to see all of the listings, go to mostlychristmas.com. There are so many that I pulled out of the list from Lifetime, from Hallmark Movies. Definitely go there if you're looking for a Christmas fix. But I don't think anybody's short on Christmas content right now.
In case you are, I do want to just say there is one. There is a brand new one that airs Sunday at 8 p.m. on Hallmark Channel, which is The Ghost of Christmas Always. That is a brand new premiere. So I just thought I'd include that.
Wow, thank you. Either I accidentally removed it or it wasn't in the list.
I'm here to help, my friend. I am here to help.
What do you want for free? And that's your TV
exactly
listings
right.
for the next, handful of days now.
That's right. Let's talk about the music battle.
Let's talk about
Home
it.
For the Holiday from last week. To remind everybody, currently Scott is up 15 wins, followed by me with 13 wins, followed by the listeners with 9 wins, and lastly with Dan with 1 win. Last week we did Home for the Holiday. And
you know what we should say about Dan, though?
What's that?
He's at 100% success rate.
That is true. That is true. He actually said that to me today. He said, I may only have one, but I think I have technically one because I am 1-for-1. And I said, I don't think
it's
it technically
yeah, right.
works like that, but what can you do? Let's get the last place one right on out of the way. In last place, it is our good friend Scott.
That's right.
Hey.
You did not like Betsy Curtis.
Betsy.
I liked it.
That's sweet. It's not bad. It's just kind of what I would expect to hear in like a hotel or something.
I know. That's why I liked it.
Okay.
Listen, hotel lobbies always smell awesome.
I don't know.
I'm just trying. I have no idea.
I don't know what else anybody wants. You want a good smelling lobby? Then vote for Scott. Yeah. All right, let's get to the two last ones here. The winner. That's what I'm trying to say. We've got two goodies. I think we had the Montreal Jubilation Gospel Choir. But there's no place I mean.
This was brought to us by listener Chris Kolpak.
Great.
It's a pretty cool version. And I also want to point something out here, Bran. I lost with 23%. This second place one was 25%. So it's not like I got blown out.
That's true, buddy. That's true. But this is clearly better than Betsy.
Yeah, but then there's Bran's song, which is 51% of the vote. So a clear, decisive winner.
Richie K from the subways of New York City.
Oh, I love it. I love this song.
I'll be honest, I kind of anticipated losing to the Jubilation Choir, so I was pleasantly surprised.
I thought this was great. Really great pick, Bran.
It's very fun. All right, let's get to this week. A song, I kept putting this off. I just didn't want to do it. It's Happy
well,
Christmas.
Well, it's over now.
Happy Christmas War is over. Scott, what was your thoughts going through this?
You know, it started off slow. I think there were about 6 pages of results, and I actually went through every single one on Bandcamp, and there were a lot of what you would expect, but then I found enough of those, you know, different kind of versions, and the ones that just didn't sound like a karaoke version of the classic one, that I really had a good time. What did you think?
Yeah, I did just as much work as
it's
I
not had. The
I did
song.
Just as much
I
work
totally
as
agree.
I had to. I found one that I liked and I said, okay, good for me.
Well, I'm not going to give away which one is yours, but I recognize the name because that was on my short list of 3.
Wonderful.
So yeah, you got a good pick this week.
All right. Well, let's see what everybody brought. Let's see what we got to work with here. Up first is a group called The Real McCoys. The Real McCoys with Happy Christmas, War is Over.
So this is Christmas. And what have you done?
Oh, interesting.
So this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. Put me at the dear one. The old and the young. Very Merry Christmas.
Oh. Boy,
I have never heard a version of Happy Christmas, War is Over, anything like that before.
They were doing all sorts of changes in there.
And a lot of times the aesthetic of a punk band is, you know, they're kind of sloppy.
Mm-hmm.
That was not sloppy at all. That was really, really tight.
Yeah.
So that really neat version. What's next?
Up next, we have The Living Music Box. I don't know. I'm skeptical here by the title, but here's The Living Music Box.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have fun. The near and the dear one. Christmas and a happy new year. let's hope it's a good one without any fear. So this is Christmas, the weekend for strong,
if you want
the rich
it.
And the poor ones. So long.
And so happy Christmas.
There you go. All right.
Yeah, that was a nice original type version as well.
All right. I was expecting some sort of like a
music box sounding thing.
So it's always good. And last but not least is Ingenious Devices with Happy Christmas War is Over.
Oh,
vocals.
Scott, I don't know if it came through on your end. Was it in stereo? Did you hear the different panning?
I didn't hear it.
All right. There's some cool. There's a cool panning that I literally, I was listening to it and I heard it and I was like, ah, very cool. I think there are three good choices. I'm intrigued by this. Let's see what happens. You can vote right now in the link in the description or go to ChristmasMorningPodcast.com and you can find it that way as well.
I do want to mention that we got three listener submissions this week from Kim Gazarek, Brad Adams, and Brian Harold. So thank you all for submitting.
Great. I love it. Next week's song. Did you pick that?
No. We got a request from an anonymous listener who signed his email DT. Dominic the Donkey?
I can't do it. I can't do it. Dan, I think maybe Dan sent that in. Dan, hard pass. Hard pass on Dominic the Donkey. I'm going to use my rebuttal there. I'm not doing Dominic the Donkey.
All right, you have a veto.
Okay, I got one that I think will be good for this week because we're leading up to Halloween. Granted, this will come out a day or two after Halloween, but what do you think about What's This from the Nightmare Before Christmas soundtrack?
Did you verify that there is anything in Bandcamp?
Surely people have covered What's This.
Well, okay. Let me just do a quick search. Hold on a second.
What's this? There's something in the air.
Yeah, it's a great song. What's This? Searching for the words what and this are very inconclusive. I don't know. If you want to do it, I'd say we can.
Okay, here's what I did. Here's what I did, okay?
Okay.
Okay, it's a little bit actually harder than you might think.
Yeah, it is a lot harder than you think.
I found a couple by just searching What's This Christmas, and that pops some stuff up.
Oh,
what about What's This Nightmare? Okay, yeah. So do What's This and like type in a word after it, like Nightmare. There's some versions up there. I can't promise they're good, but there are versions.
Well, no, we never promised
so,
that.
So guys, okay, this might then be we'll one you gotta this. Dig through. You gotta do your own research on this one. You gotta dive through, get creative, but What's This in honor of Halloween is this week's song.
Okay, I like it. So go to bandcamp.com, search for What's This? ? And then add something after that, like Nightmare Before Christmas, I don't, maybe even Jack Skellington, I don't know. See what you can find and send it to me, christmasmorningpodcast@gmail.com, and we'll add it to the list.
Wonderful. We did it, everybody. Congratulations. We're going to be back next week with another one. Scott, you got anything else?
Nope, nothing else for today. I think we went a little long, but, you know, that's how it is.
That is how it is. We'll be back next week with another one. Until then, Merry Christmas.